talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines again of history in the making. And history is being made today in California. There is an election today in California, a recall election of Governor Gavin Newsom. This recall should never have occurred. Why do I say that? People wring their hands and they go, oh, well, they have bad laws out there. It's too easy to recall people. And then once you recall the guy, he can't run again in that election for governor. And then you have 45 or 50 people running. And whoever gets the most votes, very small percentage, suddenly become governor. Isn't that terrible? Yeah, it is stupid. Very stupid. It's very terrible. But it didn't have to happen. Why didn't it have to happen this time? Because there's also a law on how quickly these characters, it was basically the Republican Party, and they were sailing under the pretense of they didn't like the COVID restrictions that he'd imposed. Things like social distancing and capacity limits and all that. Okay. This is pre-vaccination. I mean, this is basically masking and a lot of other things. And okay. And they ginned up some signatures, but they didn't get enough signatures by the required date. So it didn't work. That's it, right? Well, no. Because these idiots go to court, Republicans, and they go, well, because of COVID and everything, Judge, we want another time period, more time. And the judge goes, well, you know, there's nothing in the law that says I can do that. I mean, you know, if the legislature wanted to do something like that, but they didn't say that a judge can decide to give extra time. And he looks around the courtroom and he goes, you know, I assume that the lawyer for Governor Newsom will agree, and then that's it. And there was silence. You want to know why? Because the idiot Newsom didn't send a lawyer. I would have gone. He could have gotten a volunteer lawyer. You think it was because he didn't have the money to hire a lawyer? No, because these idiot consultants thought, well, let's not even deign to stoop to this. Let him have more time. We'll still beat him, and you'll look strong. Judge goes, well, if nobody's opposing it, okay. And he gives them extra time. Well, then Newsom has to put in as a form that says who he is, and he's the guy being recalled, and he forgets to put the word Democrat on it. In a state that's well over 2-1 Democrat, he forgets to put the word Democrat. Now, you can say, okay, he's the governor. He didn't do it himself. That's true. He didn't. Secretary did. You think that the secretary did on their own? No. His campaign manager, somebody did. You think that the governor would at least look at it before it went in? You'd think so, but he didn't. So he's on the ballot as, do you want to recall Gavin Newsom? Well, he has pretty good name recognition. Been a lot of advertising. But it should never have occurred. And the word Democrat should be there with his name. I mean, the word Democrat and Republican is on the names of everybody else who's running if he is recalled. What's going on out there? Who's on first? What's on second? What is this, Abbott and Costello? Give me a break. The good news is that they were very skillful once they got caught up in this. The recent polls, depending on turnout, seem to show that perhaps as many as 60%, certainly in the high 50s, will vote against recalling him. And remember something about that election out there, the way it works. There are two questions on the ballot. The first question is, do you want to recall Gavin Newsom? Not Gavin Newsom Democrat, which would have helped Gavin Newsom. If a majority of people say no, that's it. That's it. He's the governor for the rest of his term. And then he runs for re-election, and whatever happens, happens. But if a majority of people say yes, then he's toast. He's out of there. They can't consider him again. They go to the second question. What is the second question? The 46 names. The question is, which of these idiots do you want to be governor of California? It doesn't say idiot, of course. Which of these people? 46 people. When Gray Davis was recalled, when Arnold Schwarzenegger beat him a while ago, there was a porn star on there. This time there's all kinds of weirdos on there. There's a guy that goes around with a bear. You know, the state animal for California is a bear. Ours is a badger, right? The badgers, the bear. I think they anesthetize. I wish PETA would get involved in this. They bring a bear in and he won't bite people and swap it in with his claws because the poor thing's anesthetized. For God's sake, for God's sake. Another guy brings a big bag of garbage. I'm not kidding. Big bag of garbage, hauls it around. Is he garbage man? No, he wants to clean up the, okay, he wants to clean up the garbage. I get it. Caitlyn Jenner, in the campaign, she goes over to Australia. She's at 1% of the polls, saying stupid things. She's going to vote for Trump and all this. Tired of her, real tired of her. Nothing but a celebrity sniffer. So it looks like Newsom may come through. How did it happen? Because there's a guy named Larry Elder, who is a real nut. He's a right-wing radio host, and he's at 26%, and everybody else is less than him. And he goes, I think the minimum wage should be zero. I'm for Trump. The vaccine is a hoax and all this stuff. And they just keep pounding him as a Republican, and that's how they may do it. Going to the lines, Karen, my friend, Karen of Whitewater. What's on your mind today?
I wondered if you have seen the website.
Can you speak a little louder, please, Karen? The connection on your end, I don't know if you're on a speakerphone, but if you can speak a little louder.
Hi. Yes, I was wondering if you had seen the website set up by Elder's campaign that already states that he lost and the election was rigged and Newsom was reinstated.
You know, I did. And, you know, you are a mind reader, because further on in the notes here, we're going to talk about that. Let me talk about it right now. Thank you for raising it. This guy, Larry Elder, is taking a page out of the Trump playbook. Trump has supported him. And on his website, he says the election was rigged. Well, the election, this is the website yesterday, the day before, the election hadn't been held yet. He didn't even know if he won or not. You see what I'm saying? But he says it was rigged. He says it was rigged. And we're going to go right into court. Now, I think they're making a big mistake. First of all, they're lying. They're immoral. It's wrong. It's anti-democratic. It's sort of out of the Putin playbook or the Belarus playbook. But putting all that aside for a second, it's a stupid strategy. If I am an Elder supporter or a Trump supporter, I'm looking at this and going, it's rigged. Why should I vote? Trump went around Georgia saying that. He's gone around now. He depressed the vote. He's doing it here. Trump came out and said yesterday, it's a waste of time for Republicans to vote in California. What they're doing is doubling down on this crazy argument, but it's self-fulfilling. It's self-fulfilling. It's not confident. A guy, as Karen says, of Whitewater, puts out on his website before the election was rigged. The election didn't take place yet. It was not rigged. First of all, it won't be rigged. He doesn't say it will be rigged. It was rigged. We're going right to court. Well, what message does that send to somebody in terms of enthusiasm? Well, what does it matter if I vote for him? Because it's not going to count. And then Trump, the big man, he's the cult figure, endorses him. And he says, endorses Larry Elder. And he goes, it's a waste of time for Republicans to vote. Well, that is self-fulfilling. It's hard to get people to vote. You know, you're not going to believe this, but even in presidential elections every 4 years, in the states with the highest voting turnouts, which are Minnesota and Wisconsin, only a 70-some-odd% of the people vote. Almost 30% of the people don't even vote in presidential elections. How do you think you're going to get him on September 14 in California in a recall election? And we think, oh, September, that's good time for elections because we used to have our primaries in September. So Scott Walker moved them to August. Okay. But most states don't vote in September. It's crazy. If it's a it's nice weather out in California, go down surf, I'm going to do this and that. Are you kidding me? They're driving the vote down. Larry Elder is going to lose. Despite all the mistakes that Newsom made, Larry Elder will lose. But he's going to go to court, and it's going to feed this story, the big lie, that anytime a Democrat wins an election, there is presumptive fraud. That is toxic to our democracy. We need more than Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, and Adam Kinzinger to get up and say what I just said. If I say it, former Democratic chairman, it's okay. It looks partisan, right? If a Democrat says it, okay. But we have to have responsible Republicans saying that. This is a lie on the part of Gavin Newsom's opponent, Larry Elder, and Donald Trump. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio back after the break. The gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.